Hey, welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are on digital, FM, satellite, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Allison Stewart.
And I'm Rachel Martin. Coming up, The Week in Iraq with Alex Kingsbury at U.S. News and World Report.
But first, let's get some news headlines.
This is NPR.
Officials in Iraq now say the death toll from bombings yesterday in central Baghdad is up to at least 68 people. Another 120 were wounded when two bombs exploded within minutes of each other in the Shiite Karada district of the Iraqi capital. It was the single deadliest attack in Baghdad in almost a year. In news closer to home, GOP presidential candidate Ron Paul may be ending his bid for the White House. In a video posted on his website yesterday, Paul addressed his supporters and hinted that he could be dropping out of the race.
Though victory in the conventional political sense is not available in the presidential race, many victories have been achieved due to your hard work and enthusiasm. For that, I am deeply grateful and encouraged. We must remember, elections are short-term efforts. Revolutions are long-term projects.
Republican frontrunner John McCain already has enough delegates to clinch the party's nomination. And earlier this week, his closest challenger, Mike Huckabee, conceded defeat. The U.S. Senate has approved a measure to overhaul the country's consumer product laws and the agency that implements them. The bill would create a public database of complaints about products and empower state prosecutors to act if they think the federal government isn't doing enough to protect consumers. It also calls for increasing the staff and budget of the Consumer Product Safety Commission. For nearly a decade, Ken Stern was part of an executive team that led to many successes for NPR. But the Public Broadcasters Board has ousted the CEO after less than a year and a half in the job. Here's NPR's media correspondent David Folkenfleck.
Ken Stern started as chief operating officer in 1999 and succeeded his mentor, Kevin Close, in fall 2006. The two men put NPR squarely in the black financially, an important step for the often shaky company, so there are now new facilities, new shows, new cadres of reporters and producers, and a major expansion of NPR's digital offerings. But Stern lacks the light touch of his predecessor, and current and former public radio officials say Stern failed to convince the board where local stations fit into the digital age, when listeners can bypass old-fashioned FM stations. Board Chairman Dennis Harsager says the board is seeking a media visionary of national stature. He's stepping down as chairman to serve as NPR's interim CEO until a new one is picked.
NPR's David Folkenflik reporting. The death of the student body president has shocked the quiet campus of the University of North Carolina. UNC senior Eve Carson's body was found on the street in an upscale Chapel Hill neighborhood early Wednesday after neighbors reported hearing gunshots. Carson's car was later discovered about a mile away from where her body was found. University Chancellor James Mosner said the school is stunned.
We simply can't fathom this kind of violent act that's so foreign to our culture and our community.
Police say the murder appears to have been a random crime and is not connected to anyone at the university. That is the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.